going to be reading the Word of God from Luke chapter 19, first 10 verses. He entered Jericho and was passing through, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich, and he was seeking to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd, he could not because he was of small stature. So he ran out ahead and climbed up into the sycamore tree to see him, for he was about to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, hurry up and come down, for I must stay at your house today. So he hurried and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all grumbled. He has gone in to be with the guest of a man who is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I restore it fourfold. And Jesus said to him, Today salvation has come to this house, since he also is the son of Abraham, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. Amen. Thank you, Father, for this wonderful message, for the scripture. I ask that you speak tonight. I ask that you change our life, Lord, and we surrender to you everything. I want you to help us and guide us in every daily decisions. And I thank you for your Son, for his salvation that you brought to us. Amen. You may be seated. Over the last few weekends, we've had wonderful messages in this church. We met Jesus Christ at different times. One of us entrance into Jerusalem. Next Sunday, we met him at the cross. And the third day, he rose from the dead. He brought his salvation into this world. The next Sunday, we met Thomas, right? And today, we're meeting Zacchaeus. Another wonderful story. And I wanted to take my time with and go through a couple of reasons Jesus came into the world. We already know he came in for salvation. But along the 3.5 years of ministry, he actually met different kind of people. And I will show you why you are so important to Jesus Christ. Palm Sunday, we met Jesus Christ entering the gates of Jerusalem, the King of Kings, the Prince of Peace, your and my personal King, correct? On Easter Sunday, we met Jesus Christ, our Savior, our personal Savior, mine and yours. Tonight I ask you, and you don't have to raise your hand, have you met Jesus? In front of you, I want you to answer that question, if you have met Jesus. If you have not, and you have never heard of Jesus Christ, then please do what Zacchaeus did. Go find him. Go see him. Go all the way up the tree. Whatever it takes, go find Jesus. If you have found Jesus, tonight he's saying, I want to come at your house. I want to come into your heart. And how are you going to respond to that? Surrender. It does that, doesn't it? Surrender all your sins. Surrender all your worries. He's asking you to surrender your family. Surrender your parents. Surrender your children. Surrender your car, your money, your homework. Surrender all to Jesus Christ. The last 3 Sundays we learned what Jesus did for us. But tonight, it's about the response that we give to Jesus. What are you doing with his salvation? He is calling you now. What is your response? From the beginning, Christ came into this world not for an elite group of people, right? That has traditions and rules and regulations. He came for sinners. In fact, he was called the friend of sinners. In the last few weeks, I spent a couple of minutes every day to read through the first chapters of the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And I was reading about the life of Jesus Christ. And see, I always knew that Jesus came for salvation, right? That was the sole purpose. But as I was reading through the Word, I recognized that he came for some kind of people. And I want some type of people. And I wanted to spend the next few minutes to go over them. One of them was tax collectors. Matthew chapter 9, verse 9 says, As Jesus went on from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the booth, tax collector booth. "Follow me," he told him, and Matthew got up and followed him. See, tax collectors weren't well respected at the time. They weren't well known, well received, because they could go up to you and tax you anything, any kind of money. And then they would be cheaters, liars, thieves, right? But guess what? Doesn't it sound like us too, so many times? We have the same type of, we don't have a tax collector name, but so many times we fall sin to the same things. But Jesus goes to Matthew and said, "Matthew, follow me." He's asking Matthew to surrender all. And what does Matthew do? He does. He stands up and he walks with Jesus. This same Matthew is the Matthew that wrote the book of Matthew, right? You see, when you surrender all, you have to write about it. So use your media, your Facebook, and write about Jesus Christ, your Savior, the one that you're surrendering to. The next group of people was adulterers. John 8 says, "Teachers of the law and Pharisees brought in a woman caught in adultery. They wanted to catch Jesus, condemn this woman. However, Jesus so famously says, if any of you is without sin, let him be the first to throw a stone at her." We know that nobody throws a stone at her. And then Jesus says, "Then neither do I condemn you." And then later on, Jesus asks her, "Go now and leave your life of sin. Surrender all." Surrender. When you surrender all, you leave your life of sin. Now with adulterers, when I read that, I read that before. We all did. Jesus came for this person. And we met the woman at the well. Jesus came for her. Who do we dare, or who do we think we are to be better than Jesus Christ and stop someone from knowing about him? When you sit there on the bus or you're at school sitting next to your friend, you're not better than Jesus Christ. You want to be like him. You want to surrender and tell that friend about Jesus. He came for the sick and dying, right? In Mark chapter 1, verse 40, he talks about Jesus healing a leper. He later tells this person to not tell anyone about what Jesus did. And I love reading through the four books of the New Testament how Jesus heals the leper, heals a paraplegic, healing a person possessed by demons, a man with a withered hand, a deaf person. And after he heals the leper, he tells him, "You know what? Don't tell anyone about this." You know? And why? Not because they wanted to kill him, but because it took a lot out of Jesus to do a miracle. And if he told anyone else, then everybody else would want miracles. And it took a lot. So Jesus would have to walk away. Oh man, if we would just do this now, because sin is leper in our life. If we would actually tell the whole world about Jesus, he would be a danger in America instead of denial. You understand that? We're being in denial that he's even existed. Someone like you and me that walk in this world, and after we die, nobody ever has a recollection of us. But if we talk about Jesus Christ, and we speak about him, we write about him, we sing about him, then finally, people will recognize that he saved us, and he changed us, and he's the sin and the leper of our person is gone, and we surrender to God. He came for the poor. Luke chapter 18 says, "And a ruler asked him, 'Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?' Jesus goes through the Ten Commandments, to which this ruler says, 'All these I have kept from my youth.' Jesus replied, 'Sell all you have and distribute to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me.'" And then in verse 29, he says, "Truly I say to you, there is no one who has left house, wife, brother, parents, children, for the sake of the kingdom of God, who will not receive many times more in this time and in the age to come eternal life." You see, when you surrender all, you will be blessed here on earth and in heaven, tremendous amount. As I was reading through through Luke, I got to chapter 19, and this is where we're at. Zacchaeus, right? What a wonderful story. This man, one of the probably the worst type of sinner, right? He was the chief tax collector, right? He was rich. Who knows about his marriage and life? The Word of God doesn't tell us about this. But to the Pharisees and to the leaders of that time, he was the worst kind of person. But Jesus goes to him and says, and stops right where he's at, and he's probably looking down. He's like, oh my goodness. He's saying, Zacchaeus, come down. He's calling you tonight, me, Lodi, come down. Because I want to dine in your house. He did a couple of good things, Zacchaeus, here. First, he did everything in his power to get to Jesus. Second, he allowed Jesus to come into his house. And third, he surrendered all. You see, Palm Sunday, Easter Sunday is meaningless to you. It's pointless if you do not surrender to Jesus Christ. Some of you have come to church since you were 6 weeks, right? You were held by a pastor in their hands. You were blessed. You were prayed for. You were baptized in the church. I was too. But we have not surrendered to God yet. Tonight, He's calling you to surrender all. Everything starts here. He died for your sins. We are tax collectors, cheaters, liars. Some might have even fallen to the sin of pornography, promiscuity, adultery. Nothing is too much for Jesus Christ. We might be sick or dying or rich or greedy or poor. He can heal you. He's asking you tonight to surrender all.
Have eternal blessing.
I surrender.
believe it. Stand up because you have surrendered to Jesus Christ. Părinți, să știți că acesta e doar începutul pentru copiii dumneavoastră. Tinerilor, let's not live the life that we have lived because Jesus came for you and I.